Well, I think we're one of the go-to offices nationally for national security matters because of the breadth of experience of and skill of our prosecutors. One of the things that's unique to this office is our prosecutors come up through the local Superior Court system. So by the time they get to Greg's section in national security, they will have had 70, 80, 90 trials. And so when they're looking at a case, they're looking at it with the real world experience of building a case up. They're not just looking at the threat. They're looking at what sort of evidence they can garner together to build a case to prove somebody's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's a tremendous advantage. And I think that's why so many alums of this office you see just all over the Department of Justice. Lisa Monaco, who runs NSD over at Maine Justice, is an alum of this office. Obviously, Eric Holder is an alum of this office. There are just so many alums of this office throughout the Justice Department, and the experience that our prosecutors gain is just so valuable, and people recognize that.
Is it because of your legal mind, or is it because of the skills, the other skill sets?
Well, I think it's because of the experience that we have. Every trial, you learn something. Most U.S. Attorney's offices, individuals may have 7 or 8 trials. Here, you may get 10 times that amount because of how many trials you'll get in Superior Court. We don't just do the local cases. I mean, the federal cases. We do the local cases as well. And so because of that, there's just a tremendous ability to see around corners, to communicate with people. Our guys are going to, by the time they get to Greg's section in national security, you know, they'll have done homicides. They'll have done rapes. They'll have dealt with real-world victims from different parts of the city in basically cases that most district attorneys handle. And then they'll still have the legal writing ability, the strong analytical skills that you would expect of somebody in an experienced section like national security. And so they are able to do the full range of cases.
Money is short everywhere, nationally, locally, states. Are you kind of being pinched at this point, or are you immune to that?
No, everybody is feeling that, and we try to do the best we can. We're asking people to do more with less, but you know, we've been in a hiring freeze now for over a year, and you do have attrition. Attrition is slowed, but you always will have attrition in an office as large as this. I will tell you, though, for national security, it's always a priority, and so I always want to make sure that they have the resources necessary to protect our nation's interest.